SBS Filipino.
Sa mga medikal na pagsulong at mas mahusay na nutrisyon, ang haba ng buhay ng mga Australiano ay lumaki ng hindi bababa sa 30 taon sa nakalipas na siglo. At ito ay inaasahan na umabot ng 75 taong gulang pagdating ng taong 2055. Habang ang mga tao ay naghahanap ng mga paraan upang mapabuti ang kanilang kalusugan, mahalaga na maunawaan ang mga niresetang gamot at suplemento upang maiwasan ang mga komplikasyon. Maaari itong simulan sa pamamagitan ng pagtatanong sa iyong mga parmasyotiko. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang isa sa mga mahalagang katanungan na itanong sa iyong parmasyotiko kapag neresetahan ka ng isang bagong gamot ay para saan ang gamot na ito. Ipinaliwanag ito ng pambansang pangulo ng Pharmaceutical Society of Australia na si Dr. Shane Jackson.
Some people, as they get older, can take a large number of different medicines. Sometimes the brand can be confusing at times. There might be changes in brands because there's shortages and things like that. So simple questions like, what is this medicine for, is a really important thing to have.
Sumasang-ayon ang pharmacist na nakabase sa Brisbane na si Elsa Wang. Mahigpit niyang inirerekomenda ang pagtatanong sa parmasyotiko tungkol sa iyong script o reseta upang matiyak na tama ang gamot na inireseta sa iyo.
For example, I've got a customer, doctor accidentally prescribed an inhaler, but actually it was a nasal spray the doctor intended to prescribe. So it's always good to double check with the pharmacist of what your medication is used for.
Ito ay particular na may kaugnayan sa mga pasyente na nagpapatingin sa iba't ibang mga doktor o bumibisita sa iba't ibang mga parmasya.
The most common one is that they go to different pharmacies and different pharmacies uses the different pharmacy brands. When they bring back home, they just see the packaging, even though it's the same generic name. But then as people from non-English speaking background, they might not realize that. So they might just take the two medications thinking that they might need two.
Mabuti din na tanungin ang iyong parmasyotiko kung nagkaroon ng pagbabago sa iyong gamot. Kung hindi sigurado, ang parmasyotiko ay maaaring laging mag-double check sa iyong doktor.
Sometimes the doctor changes the dose of medication. They might increase or decrease the dose. And then if they are not aware of that, sometimes they may either underdose themselves or overdosing themselves.
Hinihikayat ni Dr. Jackson ang mga tao na maging proactive o maging aktibo sa pagtatanong sa kanilang mga doktor o parmasyotiko na maaaring kasama rin ang pag-unawa kung ano ang aasahan mula sa pag-inom ng isang particular na gamot.
So, you know, if it's an antibiotic for an infection, when should I start to improve? If a medicine's used for blood pressure, then you should expect better blood pressure control. But some people, for example, if they've got high blood pressure, might be having headache, so you'd expect those sort of things to go away. So people need to know what to expect from a beneficial point of view with their medicines.
Sinabi ni Dr. Jackson na habang ang mga gamot sa Australia ay dumadaan sa isang mahusay na proseso ng pagsusuri at sa pangkalahatan na iligtas na gamitin, dapat mo pa ring tanungin ang iyong parmasyotiko tungkol sa mga posibleng epekto o side effects.
Some antibiotics might upset your stomach a little bit. You know, there's some medicines that can cause headaches and other things. So it's just really important to ask, what should I expect from this medicine from a beneficial point of view, but also from a side effect point of view? If it's causing me a problem, what should I do if I get those problems? Should I call my doctor? Should I call you as a pharmacist?
At sa tuwing magsisimula ka ng isang bagong gamot, siguradihing tanungin, ang gamot ba na ito ay makikipag-ugnayan o makakaapekto sa anumang iba pang mga gamot na iniinom at magiging sanhi ng problema?
Sometimes they can. These are the sorts of problems that you need to look out for, and these are the things to do if there is a problem occurring. If somebody's selecting a supplement off the shelf in a pharmacy, make sure that that medicine can be taken safely with other medicines, because complementary medicines or supplements do have some effect and some can interact with other medicines. Now, common medicines like fish oils, for example, they can interact with medicines that we might term as blood thinners.
Maaari mo ring tanungin ang iyong parmasyotiko kung mayroong mga partikular na hakbang upang mabawasan ang mga epekto o side effects.
Usually we recommended them to take the medications with food to minimize the stomach upset. It is also important to ask the pharmacist regarding how long should they have the medication, how long the treatment duration should be for.
Dapat mo ring malaman kung ano ang gagawin kung makaligtaan ang isang dosis.
It all depends on the type of medicine. And so if somebody misses a medicine, most of the time if you're only missing a dose by about 1 or 2 hours, you can just take that dose when you remember. But some medicines need to be taken really quite diligently at the specified time. So if somebody's unsure, they need to call their pharmacist and say, okay, I've forgotten to take this, and it might have been the previous day, and that's not ideal. But most of the time you just start with the next day's tablet.
Napansin ni Elsa Wang na marami sa kanyang mga customer na ipinanganak sa ibang bansa ay malamang na mahiya mula sa pagtawag sa parmasya at humingi ng paglilinaw.
I do find that people who has an English background, they tend to phone pharmacy a lot regarding the problems they've encountered to make sure they got continuity of healthcare when they could not access their GP. Where I do find people from non-English speaking background, they don't do that as often. I think it might be because with the language barrier, it might keep them away from asking the pharmacist question, but I do encourage them to ask questions because it might help them to avoid potential side effects or potential drug misuse.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.